Skin will become. We'll be resilient in adversity. It's a sign of spiritual failure, so we tell ourselves, when suffering gets the better of us and our faith in God gets shaky. Such notions, which aren't supported by Scripture, certainly not by the legacies of Naomi and Job, get in the way of our spiritual growth and block us from engaging the God who pursues us in our pain. To tell the truth, when the full force of our sufferings hit us, no matter how long we've walked with God or how much theology we've mastered, faith in God can take an awful beating. The narrator does not intend for readers to watch as distant spectators while the anguished Naomi blurts out her true feelings toward God, but to enter the story as this female Job speaks out for us. Her story and Job's are in our Bibles, so we will learn to be honest, as they were, about how badly we are hurting, to go ahead and ask the questions that are smoldering inside. Naomi's story invites us to admit we've been flattened too, that we don't understand what's happening to us, and that, even after walking with God for years, we still struggle to trust Him. By spotlighting Naomi's ordeal, the narrator gives us permission to voice the thoughts and questions we are fighting so desperately to suppress, and in some mysterious way, we meet God in our desperation. For the moment, Naomi holds her tongue. The time will come when she speaks openly of matters of the soul, although not in lengthy polemical speeches, as we hear from Job and his three friends. Naomi's words are few, though her pain was every bit as deep and her losses as devastating. Some may see this as an overstatement, but I think Naomi actually out-Jobed Job. Both tragically lose their families and the life they worked to build, but Job is not alone. He still has his wife and a community to surround him, such as they are. Job is not an immigrant, and he is not a woman. God will answer Naomi too, not through a voice speaking out of the storm as he spoke to Job, but in the simple touch of a human embrace as Naomi halts on the long, hopeless road back to Bethlehem. X marks the spot. Embedded in the middle of Oxford's bustling Broad Street is a simple stone cross. Every year, thousands of foreign tourists, gazing up at the spires of Oxford's skyline and local pedestrians preoccupied with everyday errands, walk over this historic marker without realizing they are treading on sacred ground. The unpretentious X marks the spot where in 1555 Anglican bishops Nicholas Ridley